I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, every week is a real test, as we found out last week. You know, if you don't handle your business, looking at the schedule before the season started, we knew this team coming in here, there was going to be a heck of a challenge. There was going to bring a heck of a team in here. Regardless of who we put on the field, we expect to execute. The standard, the expectation does not change. It's just next man up, and we'll deal with the injuries as they go.
That's Chargers coach Anthony Lynn talking about the state of his team heading into Sunday's game out there in Los Angeles. And let's just put in perspective how beat up the Chargers are. They're missing four of their league-high seven Pro Bowlers from last season. They're starting left tackle Russell Okung, Melvin Gordon, who's holding out, their running back, Derwin James, one of the best safeties in the league, and Adrian Phillips, one of the best special teamers. They also are going to be without tight end Hunter Henry, and they have many other guys questionable. So the reason I'm bringing this up, John Lopez, is because I've heard Bill O'Brien say multiple times that, you know, this is a 12-4 Chargers team. This is a very good team from last year. And I think that's extremely misleading, because I think this is a completely different Chargers team that they're facing. And if you want to take it a step further, I think while you can make a case the Chargers are the most unhealthy team in football, the Texans are the most healthy team in football right now. So if the Texans go out there and they lose in Los Angeles on Sunday, it's going to be because of something other than the actual talent on the roster. I don't think there's any coach, any GM in the entire league that wouldn't rather have what Bill O'Brien is putting out there against what Anthony Lynn is throwing out there. And I don't know if that makes me feel better or worse, because watching the Texans, specifically the last 5+ years over Bill O'Brien, sometimes when I feel this way, when I feel like the talent on the Texans roster is better, I get let down, and the Texans go out there and they lay a dud.
I've never felt good about this game. Before the schedule came out, after the injuries happened, since more injuries have happened, and the reason is, obviously, you know, Philip Rivers is one of the biggest reasons. But beyond that, I really feel like the Chargers haven't really missed a beat. I mean, I think they've got the fourth-ranked offense in the NFL right now. That's with the injuries. They clearly still have their pass rushers in Bosa and Ingram. It's like you say it all the time from the perspective of a team, that you say this is a year to year league.
It's week to week, really.
Let's go from the perspective of year to year. You say it all the time, and you're right. It's a year to year league. It's a year-to-year league for individual players, too. We are seeing that with Whitney Mercilus. From last year to this year, we're seeing a different player. Now there's other factors involved, but there's other factors involved, like a position change for all kinds of players. So it's a year-to-year league for, so far, J.J. Watt in the other direction, right? So what I'm saying is, as much as, yes, I'd much rather play the Chargers without, you know, Gordon and Okung and et cetera, and Hunter Henry and all that. I think they're making up for it, and they're actually playing some pretty darn good football right now, regardless. Now, they're 1-1, but they're up there statistically and otherwise, and they still have their quarterback.
So, based on what you're saying, I understand, like, the cliches and the year-to-year and so on and so forth. You think that – in your heart of hearts, do you think that the Texans should win this game? And if they don't, why is that going to happen?
I think it's a toss-up. I am very, very nervous about this game.
Okay. Why, though?
Because of what I just told you. I think they're getting the kind of production from individuals that's better in some cases than others. And as much as Philip Rivers, they're 1-1, he is really, really playing well again. And I just think with their pass rush – still unproven with or at least erratic with the offensive line protection. They rank last in the NFL in sacks allowed. No matter how you think they have given up those sacks or who, you know, is most responsible for giving up those sacks. They still rank last in sacks. So it makes me nervous. I think it's a coin flip game, though, because those injuries give the Texans at least some reason to benefit. And because we've seen what this team can do in a shootout, as they did with the Saints.
If Anthony Lynn and Bill O'Brien switched rosters, okay, I'm just going to ask you to be a Las Vegas handicapper right now. If Anthony Lynn of the Chargers and Bill O'Brien just switched rosters and you had this Chargers beat-up roster going on the road to face what the Texans currently got, what do you think this point spread would be? Because right now it's at 3. Mm-hmm. It's at 3 points. What do you think the point spread would be?
I'm not real certain on Anthony Lynn yet. I think it's a matter of experience and veterans over there and the personnel they have. I think it'd probably be about the same.
You think the Chargers have good personnel right now? They're missing 4 of their 7 Pro Bowlers.
No, I understand that. They have 3 of their 7 Pro Bowlers, and they're getting good production out of other players as well. Look, Keenan Allen is fine. Mike Williams is going to play. Joey Bosa is going to play. Ingram's going to play. Phillip Rivers is going to play. What I'm saying is, I think it's sometimes you value that a little bit too much. I'd rather not play those guys than play them. But regardless, I think they're getting production. Maybe. Phillip Rivers is 6th in the NFL right now as a quarterback. They have receivers that are making the grade as well.
I might just need to channel my expectations of the Texans and just realize that this is another middle of the road team, because I don't think I can come on the air on Monday and accept the Texans losing this game. Hmm. Not with the expectations I currently have. Now, if they lose this, then I don't want to go back to saying same old Texans, but this is going to be a situation where you're looking at an 8-8, 9-7 team, despite all of the breaks that you've gotten. And we can sit there and talk about their professionals too, but when you're missing as much as the Chargers are missing, like, just take that off the Texans. Like, mm-hmm. just take off the equivalent of what the Chargers are missing right now. Take that off the Texans. Take Laremy Tunsil out, your starting left tackle. Take Carlos Hyde, your starting running back, out. Take out the tight end, whichever starting tight end. Take out Jordan Akins. Take Justin Reed off the team. Derwin James is out. I just find it hard to believe that if the Texans were missing all that, we would be saying all these good things about him. And that could be me. I might need to look in the mirror and just say, you know, that I'm expecting too much of this Texans team and I'm overvaluing them. But I just think this team should go out there. They should make this statement. I really, really do. I've been wrong before, but I just feel like if you are going to take this next step, if you are going to handle things, you know, differently this year, that this is a game you got to win.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, if you're going to get where you need to get, I think you need to at least win one of the next two. Might as well get this one if you can. It's the next game up. All I'm saying is, I think when we see these guys out, it's like, oh, okay, Texans have got the much better roster now, at least starting roster on each side of the ball. I'm not so sure about that. I'm really not. We know what they can do bringing the pressure. We know what Phillip Rivers can do. Phillip Rivers ranks higher than Deshaun Watson. Keenan Allen ranks higher than DeAndre Hopkins in yards per reception. He's just yards. It's not a gimme here, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's definitely not a gimme. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that they should probably get the win. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Bill O'Brien, we've seen him make a few trades this offseason. Apparently, he tried to make another one, but it fell through. We'll tell you what that trade was next. We're also going to talk about Deshaun Watson versus Phillip Rivers. If Deshaun's career ends up like Rivers, would it be a disappointment? In the Loop continues next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.